Well, speaking of factories in China, a new study from the University of California, Davis, shows that approximately 10% of the ozone pollution in the Central Valley of California is coming from outside the state, and specifically from Asia. Now, ozone can be good when it's up in the stratosphere, where it filters ultraviolet radiation. But down low, it is one of the main components of smog and can be harmful to humans and plants. Ian Faluna led the three-year study. He's an associate professor in the Department of Land, Air, and Water Resources at UC Davis. He's with us from KQED. Professor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much for having me.
And how can you tell that the pollution is coming from Asia?
What we tried to do was we measured not just ozone, but also small particles that reside in the atmosphere for long periods of time. And we're able to actually size segregate those particles and then also put them under an X-ray machine that tells us what the elemental composition is. So all those heavy metals that you learn in chemistry class, sodium, titanium, zinc, calcium, things like that. And by sort of carefully accounting for all these particles and their composition, we realize that there's this one kind of common pattern of aerosols that show up that looks like Asian dust combined with fossil fuel combustion, particularly sulfur and coal burning. And it's that sort of fingerprinting that we use to try to quantify how much of the ozone that we see coming across those mountains blowing into California is actually from Asian industrial emissions as opposed to other sources of ozone, which are also important, like wildfires in Siberia or the stratosphere, a natural source of ozone.
And I assume that that dust and that pollution is not just stopping at the borders of California. Is it a problem in other states in this country?
Oh, yeah. Mostly it's strongest, of course, in the western states. And that's because it's closer to Asia, the western states, but also because they tend to be higher elevation. And it seems that the higher you can get in the atmosphere, the more likely you are to encounter this transported long-range pollution.
Now, your study was funded by the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District, and some have said that the EPA is planning to tighten the nation's ozone standards, and air districts have an incentive to prove that pollution is coming from elsewhere so they won't have to be held responsible for cutting back. What do you think of that criticism?
Well, it's perfectly valid. I mean, the question becomes, you know, places like Bakersfield, the San Joaquin Valley, and Fresno in California are rapidly growing in population, and they're already pretty severely out of compliance, very hard to meet the standards of the federal government, in part because of their geography, right? They're situated inside this giant bathtub of the Great Central Valley of California. And so they're looking at, you know, what more could they possibly do? And according to their computer models, if they were to shut off all industry, all traffic were to cease, that they would still be out of compliance a fair bit of the time with this new standard, which is lowered. So in my opinion, you know, the more knowledge you have, the better your decisions can be and the better policies that you can implement. So,
but what policy could you implement to stop pollution coming in from China, for example?
Well, there's a lot of activities underway already, actually. There's delegations from the state of California have been deliberating with China, as well as the federal EPA has been in discussion with them. So I think there is political motivation to get these things changed. But, you know, how China operates seems to be very beyond anyone's sort of forecast ability. So,
well, and if 10% of the ozone pollution is coming from overseas, presumably 90% of it is coming from right here in this country.
Yeah, in California primarily, yeah. That's right. Although, as I said, there are other natural sources like the stratosphere. So there is a certain amount of mixing that occurs over the Pacific Ocean, which brings down natural stratospheric ozone to the surface. Mm. There's also a very, an increasing frequency of large wildfires, which produce a certain amount of ozone, which is sort of semi-human induced, but it's something a little bit beyond our control. So there are these other sources that we also have to contend with, which go beyond this 5 to 10% that we're attributing to Asia. So it just seems that we need to understand these processes much better to try to institute more rational policy that can truly affect what we can actually change locally.
That's Ian Faluna, an associate professor in the Department of Land, Air, and Water Resources at the University of California, Davis. Professor, thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.